The guest says, my son is completely convinced that he's the only one in the world with this problem. And for a while, I was actually thinking that too. But now I tell them there are other kids that have it, but he doesn't believe me or really get it. What have other parents said that might be able to help me?
I think one of the things that I often said as a clinician, where I might get the brightest eyes in a child I was working with who had encapresis, is when I told them that all day long I would talk to children who had encapresis, that I saw kids just like him or just like her all day long. And I think that is a really hard thing for children sometimes to absorb. And when children can absorb that and feel less alone, I think that can be a very, very powerful thing. One thing that some parents have tried, and I know they've tried mm-hmm. with some success, is sitting down and looking through the You Can Poop Too program together and looking at those vignettes or those stories that are from other kids. So if you kind of click on those pictures and you get the story from the child of their experience of encapresis and what it's been like for them, I think that is a way that can sometimes help other children feel like, okay, I really am not alone. And I've even had some kids say to me, well, if you built a whole program and you called it You Can Poop Too, and it's got to be for other kids besides just me, and that in itself can also sometimes be powerful. But again, if there are other parents on the line who want to weigh in about ways that they've handled it and have found success, please do that. But that's been my experience, is, you know, letting kids know, and if that doesn't help, then sometimes use of the You Can Poop Too program, and especially those vignettes.
So, well, and I do know, this is Mary, the moderator, and I do know that we have gotten comments from other parents regarding their favorite part of the program, or their child's favorite part is actually listening to the other children talk about encapresis in their own words. And actually being able to hear those other kids. So thank you for sharing that.
And I think sometimes they may see other kids who feel similarly to them or experiencing something similar, but even if the story is different than their own experience, just to see that other kids do in fact have encapresis and are in fact going through this, I think can really be supportive for kids.
Yeah.